Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. It's your guy, Larry, and you're just tuning to Larry's Biblecast. How are you today? Hopefully, you're having a wonderful day, wonderful week, wonderful morning, whatever time you are listening to this awesome Biblecast. Hey, listen, so we're already in the month of November. Some of you are excited, celebrating, or getting ready to prepare for the holiday season that is coming up. And this is normally my favorite time of the year. November, of course, bringing in Thanksgiving, time for family gatherings and things like that. And so I'm hoping that this time, this year now, that you're preparing for that, and hopefully everybody is safe and healthy. We've been through a whole entire year of this virus, this deadly virus that has been going through our world today, even currently. But praise God that more and more people now are not getting affected by this virus. And as of now, you know, there's a lot of the vaccinations. We have vaccines now that have been approved to take, approved for people to be vaccinated. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, my wife and I, we've taken the vaccine, and we've both been vaccinated now. And so just an extra layer of safety. I'm not going to say that it will prevent you from getting the virus or being sick, but you will at least have a better chance of not being in the hospital. This virus will not only put you in the hospital, but it will kill you. And so it's very important to decide on which way you are going to go with protecting yourself from this virus. We've had so many debates about it, and you know, some of you out there may have your own personal feelings about it. So I'm not here to sway you in one way or the other. But I am saying though that you decide on how to protect yourself and your loved ones and those that are around you. And you have those that are around you that are still kind of, you know, not sure about, you know, how to protect themselves, whether it's masking up or whether it's just kind of keeping a distance a little bit, so be it. But I will say that all in all, praise God that we are and have been surviving throughout this entire process of the virus, and God is good, okay? God is good, and regardless of whether you're vaccinated or not, if you're still alive, praise God that you're still alive, right? Praise God that you have another day to openly declare the Lord in your life and to share the good news. I want to emphasize sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, because today's devotional has to do with sharing for the good news of to all people. A Bible devotional and a YouVersion app by John M. Perkins. I've been going through this. This is day three. This is day three of the devotional that I wanted to share. We're going to get into today. And just really excited about sharing God's word. I was reading, and I put out another kind of its own episode, I guess, of the fact about the Bible is alive. It's also another great Bible plan in the YouVersion Bible app that I highly encourage everyone to read and get a part of, that about how the Bible has been spread all over the world, and also how YouVersion, which is a great part of it, how it's a great part of this spreading of God's word. So just really important. Really important. And I think I said day three. I meant to say day four. So day four. Today's day four of good news for all people. I'm probably confused some people just now, but it's day four that we're getting into for Good News for All People by John M. Perkins. It's a devotional series, and I've really been having a good time just reading through this. And again, other than that, you know, November's coming, December's right around the corner, and, you know, family gatherings again, which I'm excited about. Also, I am very excited about Christmas. And so I just want to, you know, some of you that know me know that I love Christmas. I love the decorations, the lights, the music. I just adore the music and stuff. And so there's so many things that I love about Christmas. I always said that Christmas really is the happiest time of the year. So praise God that we've made it through the year of 2021. And I'm just so grateful and so thankful of that. And I hope that you all share the same sentiments too with me, that you've made it for a whole year. Okay, so praise God as we're entering into another year pretty soon, in the year of 2022. And so I might do something special in regards to that, and probably just do nothing but music. Listen, before I begin with this, those of you wondering, you know, you've heard duplicate episodes of the same episode, perhaps. I know that part of it is that on Apple podcasts, as well as other podcasts that this podcast is a part of, it's just the version that you hear right now of just me sharing the Bible devotions with you all. But also on Spotify, because I am recording from Anchor, which you'll hear a commercial about Anchor, is owned by Spotify, and I'm able to put in music tracks some of my favorite music tracks that I enjoy that are also on that version. Same version that you're listening to right now, but only this one on Spotify, exclusively on Spotify. You will only hear not only what you're hearing right now, but also some added music tracks that I also like to share in some of the recordings. So those of you that are Spotify subscribers, definitely, you know, you enjoy that. But those of you that listen to me on Apple Podcasts, sometimes on iHeartRadio, I found that I'm on iHeart, as well as Google Play Podcasts, Podbean, Stitcher, and others that you might listen to. Pocket Cast is another one. Definitely. I just appreciate all of you that are tuning in and listening, and whether you're locally here or abroad. I've got listeners now from all over the world, and I just praise God that you're listening to this little podcast, just this little small corner of the podcast world. So I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. I hope that, you know, what I'm reading to you is encouraging and strengthening you in the Lord. And that's what it's all about. I'm not a so-called like a preacher per se, but I do enjoy sharing God's word. I'm just like you. I'm no different. And I just enjoy sharing God's word, but I also enjoy sharing this podcast. So this is something that this is a love project, I guess, something that I just love to do and love to share. I love to share. So again, if you guys have any comments you want to leave me, I surely appreciate it. I surely thank you for that. You can reach me on through Anchor, and you can also reach me through I believe Spotify as well. So anyways, without further ado, let's take a quick little break as we get into Good News for All People by John M. Perkins, a 7-day devotional on the YouVersion Bible app. And we'll be right back, and we'll start in just a few seconds. Hey, so welcome back. So let's get right into it real quick. This is day four, Good News for All People, John M. Perkins, devotional out of your YouVersion Bible app. And so the angel brought Good news. This had been the greatest longing in human history, and this was going to be the answer to man's long dilemma. Behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. Now hold on for a minute or a moment and ponder those last four words, for all people. This was not going to be an exclusive club that continued to and the then and as now very common injustice of haves and have-nots. This wasn't a message for some and not for others. This was good news for everyone, every man, every woman, and child of every nation and culture. There was no room for racism or bigotry. God's plan was too tight. It's a justice statement. Behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And it's not just a message for a select few. It's a word of hope and reconciliation for all people. But for the message of the gospel to truly have power, the people of God must deliver the news as one united body. This good news was to be delivered to the world by a multicultural united body of believers, the church. The church has been given a divine mandate for reconciliation. Our Lord Jesus Christ, before he went to Calvary, prayed a prayer that helps us see and know how important this vision of oneness, of reconciliation is to God. After praying that the Father will glorify him and praying for his disciples, he prayed for those who will believe in me through their words. And that's you and me. Now, let's go to the verse that goes with this. This is in John 17, chapter 17, verse 21 through 23. It says, I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one. As you are in me, Father, I am in you. And may they be in us, so that the world will believe you sent me. I have given them the glory you gave me, so they may be one as we are one. Verse 23, I am in them and you are in me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me. Now, this is one of my favorite passages in the Bible. And this was the book of John, chapter 17. This here was one of the moments that we kind of really get an intimate listen into Jesus as he prayed before he went to the cross. And this was a beautiful moment to me. I believe he was alone when he prayed. I don't know how we were able to hear this prayer, but we heard this prayer, and it's a beautiful prayer. But what is more important, according to what we're reading about the gospel for all people, is what Jesus's intention was. Now, of course, his intention or God's purpose for Jesus was, you know, for us all, not just for the people at that time or for that group of people at that time. And like it says here, he describes it. But I love the fact that when Jesus, before he went to the cross, he says that he prays that they will all be one, just as you and I are one. And I'm not sure if we all, including myself, fully understand how the unifying unity of God and Jesus was, okay, and how they are one. In other words, when you think about it, You can't see Jesus without seeing God. You can't see God without seeing Jesus. They are one and the same. And that's how the church needs to be. This is how you and I need to be. In other words, when you see one, you see the other. And so, and when I say the church, I do, you know, we've read already of a body of believers worldwide, whether you are what culture and what background you're from. We're all speaking the same message. We're all sharing the same message about Jesus Christ. We all are sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this message is not only reconciliation, which is most important, reconciliation to God through Jesus Christ, but it's also reconciling us to one another. So there is no room for racism and prejudice. There is no room for separation within the body of Christ. And so this devotion, as we're reading this, it's so important to get the heart of it. It's important to get the true message behind this, of what John M. Perkins was talking about, and how we as a collective body of believers really need to set the example for the rest of the world of how we don't have any separation and no divisions among us, and showing the world how we are to do it. Remember, there's a passage or verse in the Bible that says that the world will know that we are Christians by the way we treat one another, the way we love one another, the way we respect each other. You know, okay. So, I was raised in a predominantly African American church or Black church, and we had different groups. So we had a Pentecostal, and we had Baptists, and we had Presbyterian, and things like that. But you know, those are denominations, and I'm not going to speak against denominations here. I believe that denominations had its origins and how we interpret on how we teach the Bible and how we worship and just how we worship the Lord in our churches and stuff. But I will say this, the message that we all teach, whether you're Baptist, whether you're Pentecostal, whether you're a Presbyterian or what have you, or just traditional Christian church, as long as you're teaching about Jesus Christ being the salvation of the world, the you know, we're coming into the holiday season now about, you know, we celebrate around this time, we think about Christ and we think about the birth of Christ and things like that. And even though, a lot of people, they don't like to connect it to Christmas, but what other time in the year will you celebrate the birth of Christ? You know, I think that we take some of these holidays that are, some may consider pagan, but we take them and we put the Christian spin on them. We celebrate a time in which, you know, Christ was born, or maybe when Christ was resurrected, things like that. We take a Sunday and we worship the Lord on a Sunday. And again, these are important to some of us that hold the traditions and things like that. It's not to say that you have to stay with that particular time in the year, your calendar year, because, you know, truth be told, in the actual calendar, I believe the Jewish calendar, Christ was born at a different date or a different time. We would just know that it was around the time of where what we celebrated here in America. And understand that the Bible and the stories and events in the Bible happen where it happened in the part of the region of the world that was not here in the United States. And I'm speaking to those that are here in the United States. It, you know, a lot of stuff when we read the stuff in the stories and the scriptures in the Bible, they happen over in the Middle Eastern part of the world. And so we got to remember that we're reading something from a Middle Eastern perspective even too. And so it's important to understand the culture. It's important to understand the history. It's the celebrations that they had as well. You know, the Passover. We talked about the Passover. We talked about just a lot of things that they did over there. During this time, and so it was very important. But again, the thing to remember is that when this was given, and when this was written, it was written so that we, now that we're reading this, we're sharing with each other this. It's important to understand that the message behind it is that God wanted all of us to know this. He wanted this message to be shared with us as well. It is awesome to understand that God did not specifically want just a certain amount of people or a specific group of people. He wanted, whether you're black or white, Hispanic, whether you're from Europe, from Africa, from Asia, from any part of the world, Russia, it doesn't matter where you're from. God wants us to all know His Son, Jesus Christ. He wants us all to be reconciled through His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm just thankful. I'm just grateful, and I'm thankful that this gospel is for everyone. This gospel is for everyone. So I hope that you guys enjoy this devotion today of day four of Good News for All People. Hopefully we will get through. We got three more days of this to go through, and we're going to continue to just walk through this and hopefully be encouraged to share the gospel, share with someone that doesn't know, and also live out the gospel, live it out. In other words, what you read in the Bible, make sure that you are not being a hypocrite. You know, I'm not saying be perfect. We all make mistakes, but not do things that you know are that doesn't represent the message of the gospel, the message of the Bible, that people know that you read the Bible and don't, you know, act accordingly, at least act accordingly. Make sure people know that you represent and you believe what you read. It's so important for people to understand that if you read the Bible, or if you talk about God, you know, live your life like you do. Amen. Be authentic. Be real. And I'm not saying anything to you that I wouldn't be putting on myself. I do understand it myself as well. So important to make sure that your life is a living example, that you become the Bible to someone else. Some people will never go to church. Some people won't go to church because of their feelings about church, their feelings about being accepted in the church. But you are probably the most important example of the Bible and of God and being a representative of the kingdom of God to them. So however way God can use you, allow God to use you. Listen, why don't we end in a word of prayer today? And I'm going to pray for you just like I pray for myself. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to be able to share with the people about the good news of Jesus Christ. This is the most important message that has ever been out throughout the ages, throughout generations, through different translations and cultures and backgrounds and ethnicities. But Lord, what's more important too is not only our salvation to you and our reconciliation to you, but also our reconciliation to one another. Help us to be more real and transparent, and help us in a culture today that is so against the things of you and the things that are of moral decency and nonviolent. But help us to become that which you want us to be. Help empower us and make us bold for you, but empower us to live and not compromise our walks. But Lord, help us to be more like you. Those that are struggling with sharing their faith, embolden them to share. Give them doors of opportunity to be able to share your word with them. Those that can serve in such a beautiful way in order to display the love of Christ in those people's lives. We pray for those that are hungry right now, those that are homeless, those that are in the hospital that have disease and are struggling with the virus even. Lord, I pray for those that can't do for themselves, Lord God, that can only just lay there and listen, Lord God. Father, I pray for those that are out working and those essential workers and those that have to get up and work. Lord, I pray for them and continue to provide for them. Those with family problems and those with issues at home, Lord, I pray for peace, Lord God. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Those with financial problems, I pray for them. I pray that you just continue to open doors of opportunity and continue to bless them, Lord God. Lord, I pray for those that are making decisions to follow you. Those that are still conflicted and not sure about who and what you're about. Lord, I pray that the Spirit of God will continue to work on them. And those of us that have family members, friends, and associates that we desire to reach, Lord, I pray that you are the one that will empower us, but you are the one that spreads the gospel. We're just planting seed. Help us to be good seed planters in the soil of the non-believer. Those that also maybe walked away from you, Lord. You love them regardless. You're married to them. You are committed to them. And there's no love lost. I pray that they would come back to you. Just come back home and come back and rededicate their life to you. Lord, I just thank you for those that are listening to me now, Lord God. And I pray that they be strengthened and encouraged and continue to move forward in their walk with you. Help us to be stronger in loving you more. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Hey, listen, I hope that all things are working well for you. And I just pray that you continue your walk with the Lord in encouraging and strengthening ways. Continue to spread the gospel. Continue to share your faith. Continue to live out your faith. Never feel intimidated for living out your faith in ways that God wants you to live it. All right. That's all I have. I'll talk to you next time. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I'll talk to you soon.